Welcome to episode 822 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jeremiah's prophetic ministry was rich with parables and symbolic actions that conveyed powerful messages to the people of Judah. Jesus used similar teaching methods. Parables and symbolic actions often utilize simple everyday situations and objects to illustrate complex spiritual truths. This made them accessible to audiences of diverse backgrounds and levels of understanding, even those with limited literacy or formal education. These unconventional methods were naturally engaging and sparked curiosity, drawing people in and encouraging them to listen attentively. By using stories and actions instead of lectures, they actively involved their audience, making the learning process more dynamic and memorable. Parables and symbolic actions often have multiple layers of meaning, prompting listeners to think critically and reflect on the deeper message beyond the literal. This challenged individuals to engage with the teachings on a personal level and discover their own interpretations. By using indirect methods, Jeremiah and Jesus could sometimes bypass established religious authorities and societal norms that might have resisted their direct pronouncements. Parables could circumvent preconceived notions and allow listeners to reach their own conclusions. Parables and symbolic actions often employ vivid imagery and evoke strong emotions, making the teachings more impactful and memorable than abstract concepts. This allowed the message to resonate with listeners on a deeper level and stay with them long after they were heard. These methods could transcend cultural and historical boundaries, making the teachings relevant to diverse audiences. By drawing from relatable everyday experiences and objects, the message could connect with people from different backgrounds and contexts. In addition to these general reasons, Jeremiah and Jesus used parables and symbolic actions for specific purposes. Jeremiah often used symbolic actions to warn of impending judgment and call for repentance, such as smashing a clay jar or wearing an ox yoke. Jesus often used parables to teach about the kingdom of God, including its nature, values, and requirements for entry.
Today's top 10 list.
10 symbolic messages of Jeremiah and their reflections in the teaching of Jesus.
Number 1.
The almond tree in Jeremiah 1 verses 11 to 12. God shows Jeremiah a vision of an almond tree, symbolizing God's watchfulness to fulfill his word. The Hebrew word for almond tree sounds like the word for watching, creating a play on words. Both Jeremiah and Jesus used fruit trees for symbolic purposes. The almond tree symbolized watchfulness in Jeremiah, whereas the fig tree Jesus cursed in Mark 11 symbolized the importance of bearing fruit in one's life.
Number 2.
The boiling pot in Jeremiah 1 verses 13 to 14. Jeremiah sees a vision of a boiling pot tilting away from the north, symbolizing the impending disaster coming from the north upon the inhabitants of Judah. The Empire of Babylon, the superpower of that time, was north of Judah. The boiling pot represented imminent disaster, much like the parable of the wheat and weeds, which Jesus discussed in Matthew 13, depicted the eventual separation of good and evil at the end of the age.
Number 3.
The linen belt in Jeremiah 13 verses 1 to 11. God instructs Jeremiah to wear a linen belt, then hide it in a crevice of a rock. The spoiled belt symbolizes how Judah's pride and wickedness have made them useless to God. Jeremiah's ruined linen belt symbolized Judah's corruption. Similarly, Jesus used the parable of the new cloth on an old garment in Matthew 9 to illustrate the incompatibility of new teachings with old ways.
Number 4.
The potter in the clay in Jeremiah 18 verses 1 to 10. Jeremiah is sent to a potter's house, where he observes the potter reshaping a marred vessel. This illustrates how God can reshape nations and people according to his will. Jeremiah's potter reshaping clay also illustrates God's sovereignty, akin to Jesus' parable. In Matthew 7, where building on solid foundation, on rock, symbolized the stability found in living by God's word.
Number 5.
The broken jar in Jeremiah 19 verses 1 to 13. Jeremiah breaks a clay jar in front of the elders and priests of Judah. This act symbolizes the destruction that would come upon Jerusalem because of their sins. In Mark 2, Jesus talks about putting new wine into old wineskins. Verse 22, "No one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins and the wine is destroyed." The broken jar signified Judah's destruction due to sin, while Jesus' parable of new wine in old wineskins taught the need for renewal and receptiveness to new teachings.
Number 6.
The yoke. In Jeremiah 27, the prophet wears a yoke of wood symbolizing the yoke of Babylon that nations, including Judah, would serve under Nebuchadnezzar. After the wooden yoke is broken by Hananiah, a false prophet, Jeremiah replaces it with an iron yoke, symbolizing the inescapability of Babylon's domination. While Jeremiah's yoke symbolized subjugation to Babylon, Jesus invites followers in Matthew 11 to take his yoke, symbolizing a life of rest and learning from him. Jesus offers a light burden, emphasizing his grace and mercy.
Number 7.
Buying a field in Jeremiah 32, verses 6 to 15. Jeremiah buys a field in Anathoth as a symbolic act of hope, indicating that houses, fields, and vineyards would again be bought in Judah, despite the imminent Babylonian invasion. Jeremiah's purchase, defying the bleak present, affirms God's enduring covenant and future restoration of the land. Likewise, Jesus' parables of the mustard seed and the lost coin emphasize the unexpected flourishing of God's kingdom, even in the smallest acts of faith, offering hope amidst a seemingly unjust world.
Number 8.
The two baskets of figs in Jeremiah 24, verses 1 to 10. Jeremiah sees two baskets of figs, one good and one bad. The good figs represent the exiles in Babylon, who will be preserved and restored, while the bad figs represent those who will be punished. Both Jeremiah's vision of good and bad figs and Jesus' parable of the barren fig tree in Luke 13, verses 6 to 9, utilize fruit as symbols of spiritual discernment and judgment. Just as the good figs represent those receptive to God's message and destined for blessing, the bad figs signify those resistant to change and facing consequences. Similarly, the barren fig tree symbolizes unfruitful living and impending judgment, while the prospect of cultivation echoes God's continued patience and desire for repentance. Both narratives serve as calls to personal reflection and productive action, urging us to bear good fruit, be responsive to God's word, and avoid spiritual barrenness.
Number 9.
The cup of wine in Jeremiah 25, verses 15 to 29. Jeremiah is told to make all the nations drink from a cup of wine, symbolizing the wrath of God that they would all experience. There is also a cup of wine that factors prominently in Jesus' ministry. Matthew 26, verses 27 to 28. "And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'" Jeremiah's cup symbolizes God's wrath. Contrastingly, the cup in the Last Supper represents the new covenant through Jesus' blood, offering salvation.
Number 10.
The hidden stones in Jeremiah 43, verses 8 to 13. In Egypt, Jeremiah hides large stones in the clay of a brick kiln, which symbolize that Nebuchadnezzar would set his throne upon them, conquering Egypt. Jeremiah's hidden stones foreshadowed conquest. Jesus used the stone metaphor to represent himself, the cornerstone of faith, rejected by many but critical to salvation.
Both Jeremiah and Jesus skillfully used parables and symbolic acts to communicate complex spiritual truths, offering lessons on faith, obedience, judgment, and redemption in ways that were relatable and thought-provoking to their audiences. Father, grant us eyes to see beyond the surface, ears to hear beyond the words. Open our hearts to the whispers of truth woven into parables and etched in symbolic actions. May we bear fruit and blossom, living echoes of your word, sharing your hope with the world. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.